Hello, everybody. Mike Santos, VP of Operations for Trusted Senior Specialists with the myth, the
man.
Legend.
No,
the man, the myth, the legend. Forget it. Kind of screw that up there.
Yeah, I think you did that on purpose.
Yeah. Jeremy Johnson.
Hello, everyone. And by the way, as some people forget from time to time, Happy New Year's and welcome to 2024. Sorry, phone's going off. I'm only human. 2024. Wow. Where'd 2023 go?
It flew by.
It definitely flew by. It seems like just yesterday it was 2022.
Yes.
So, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And today, we want to talk with you and to you and about you. Not about you. We want to talk about the tools, all the great tools that we have available for you to make sure this 2024 is your best 2024 absolutely ever.
That's right.
Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree, Mikey?
Absolutely.
You see what I'm doing there?
Yep.
I'm getting you to say yes.
Yes,
so I absolutely can use the tools to enroll you in the plan that we talked about last time.
You're recording my voice saying yes. I'm getting you in the yes
mindset. Then we should talk about that one day. Putting someone in the proper mindset to say
yes.
Yes.
And you know, Tony Robbins would just say yes.
Say yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Make a move. There you go. Sorry, we're firewalkers here.
Absolutely.
So been to Tony Robbins and great stuff. So if you haven't done it, definitely check it out. It's really great. But yes, we're talking about the tools of technology 2024. And today we're going to talk about Medicare Center. Since you know, we are trusted senior specialists, we do focus on the senior market, helping them with their Medicare options. But we do have an array of products in our portfolio. But the tool we're talking about today, Medicare Center.
I like how you did that.
What's
that game? Not Scrabble. Scrabble?
I don't know.
Is it where you got the letters and you make words?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He's been playing Scrabble. And not just that, but like the poetic version, array today. I mean, I'm
you like that. You like that?
Yeah, hey. Absolutely.
I'll take it all day. I'm here all day.
Available for my mitzvahs too?
Sure, why not?
Amazing. All right, so you know, everybody, it's pretty important to remember my birthday. It's pretty important to remember that we're not just telling you what's available or what you could have, and yes, that's part of it. But we use this every day ourselves as an operating and producing agency with our call center agents, with our field agents, our field partners. So it's not just, you know, here's what it is, figure it out yourself. And it's not really meant to be a training either. Once you are contracted and have access to the tools, unfortunately, it's not something we can just hand out to everybody. We'd love to, but you do have to have some contracts, at least one, with us to get access to the tools. So it's not going to be a full in-depth training. Mikey does an amazing, you can write that down, an amazing training on that. There's three different products.
Today, second one today.
You know, I can't leave. Poor little fellow. We've known each other for 10 years, and I give him a little bit of praise. He doesn't know how to act in public. So let's talk about Medicare Center. There's like three enrollment platforms, plus an entire MedSup quoting engine, and you can enroll through that quote engine as well. So you're not bouncing back and forth between one governmental website that I'm not going to mention on here because it's, in more cases, more often than not, not accurate, especially when it comes to the prescription drugs. Plus, if you find it there, then you got to go to yet another website to find the doctors. I mean, how nice would it be to just log into one system,
That's right. All
your plans showing up, and you can execute the enrollment right from that one platform? So, Mike, if you want to dig in a little bit and talk about those, and I'll correct you when you're wrong. You
know, absolutely. I love it when you do that, right? So, Medicare Center. So, there is a desktop version, but then there's also a mobile app version for all of our field agents out there that are out there in the field, driving, going to places, you know, may have your laptop, but, you know, you have your iPad or your mobile device that you can access your Medicare Center right then and there from the tips of your fingers, fingertips. So not only is it a quote an enrollment tool, it also has a CRM, your customer relationship management system, right? Everyone who says CRM, what does it mean? Client retention management, client relationship management. It all does the same thing, and pretty much it stores your profile. You build your client profile within the CRM inside Medicare Center. And it pretty much, when you provide, the system works as best based on the data you put into it. So the more data you're able to put in about your client, the better the system's going to work for you. And so you build your client profile based on their basic information, just like any other system, right? You have your name, full name, address, birth date, and then any notes that you put in. But also with Medicare Center, since we're dealing with health insurance, you're able to put in the name of the doctors that you see. You can also put in the prescriptions.
That's amazing.
And if you don't know how to spell a prescription, the system will actually, you put in the first couple letters and the system will kind of give you some examples. Oh, do you mean this? Or did you mean this? And it'll give you that crazy scientific spelling of that actual medication.
It blows my mind how they come up with prescription names all the time. Just like throw a bunch of letters together against the wall and whichever one sticks, that's how we're going to come up with.
That's right.
You know, and it's just, it's crazy how they go. But what I love about it is I'm from South Louisiana. I'm not the best speller. I went to Literary Alley in English, but that was a long time ago. One. Number two, you can still spell words wrong. And if you're not familiar with the most commonly prescribed medications for seniors, I definitely recommend Googling that. But when the client comes up with something like Estevastatin, you know immediately it says actually Estevastatin or Lisinopril. It's the most commonly prescribed prescription drug out there, but they're adding a letter or taking a letter away, or it's all in pronunciation as well. So throw the first few letters, the dosage, and if you don't know the dosage and the client doesn't know the dosage, it will automatically default to the most commonly prescribed medication. You just need to make sure, is it a tablet or a capsule? Because that can mean a difference of a lot of money you get that one wrong. Look, metformin, I ran this. I've been doing this for 20 years. I ran metformin and was thinking I knew better than a computer and was probably paying attention to something else. Put the metformin in there. It came back at $15,000 for a 1 month supply of metformin, y'all.
Wow.
You know why? Because there's also, I didn't know this, a liquid version of metformin. And never seen it, never heard of it, but the same 1,000 milligrams in liquid form was $15,000 for 1 month. You talk about donut hole plus some in January. That was crazy. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. But aside from that, let's say that a prescription is a name brand drug and it is very expensive.
Yeah.
The system will actually tell you, well, there is a generic alternative that may be suited for the client. The client may have not known about it. Maybe their doctor never mentioned it. Or let's say they're looking to save more money and however, any way they can. It's like, well, you've been paying a tier 3, tier 4 level copay for this brand name drug or non-preferred name brand drug. There's a generic form out there because the system is telling me, do you want to see, go back to your doctor and try this medication? You select the generic version. And the system will tell you which of the carriers cover that generic and at what copay. So it's pretty amazing, very robust system. And with all, and not only that, helping your client, but it also, with the rate being compliant and the changes, you know, CMS changes every year, the system also has a built-in phone system that provides you with a dedicated phone number and records all your conversations. So if you forget what medications they told you, you can always go back to that recording or even get your that recording transcribed, and we'll show you how that works in a minute. But it's pretty awesome that the system can go back and tell you exactly what you discussed and how to spell that particular medication or remind you what medications you went over with your client.
So amazing. Now, Mike, you just touched on something that a lot of agents have had questions about, specifically with the 48-hour rule. And the recording of our phone calls. That started, a year or so ago, with the recording of phone calls. So you, as the agent, were responsible for and paying for, in most cases, to find that recording software. I used to use this app on my phone to where everything was recorded. I got blackmail on this one over. But it would record everything unless I toggled that off. Now, personal calls would be toggled off immediately. But any client, if I didn't have to worry about hitting the button or calling in and pressing pound, because how weird is it when you say, you know what, Mike, let me just hang on for me for a second and I'll be right back. and, you know, I have to act like, or, you know, just flat out say, I need to record this call. This thing did it automatically. Well, they changed it, and it no longer had that feature. Then I had to worry about calling into a third number, waiting an appropriate amount of time, and then mash and hope all that worked simultaneously and actually recorded a call. Our system is real, real easy. You'll get your dedicated phone number. You'll call, your client will call. You put this on your business cards, on your emails. This is your office line that you didn't have to worry about finding something that would fit your needs and paying for it.
That's right.
We're talking about a $500,000 system at your fingertips for how much?
Zero copay.
$0 copay. He got so wrapped around free one day, and I was like, dude, we can't even say free in the Medicare Advantage space. So $0 copay, no co-insurance, no deductible.
Exactly.
You get this, you know, and get trained how to use it, only in an effort to help build your business, retain your business, both financially and compliantly. So your client calls into the number that you give them. Mine's 281-916-5528. Okay, I thought I'd never remember another phone number outside. I've had my cell phone, the same number for like 20 years. So I committed this one to memory. And the way it works is your client calls that. It hits our main system.
Right.
So for recording purposes, and while it's simultaneously dialing your whatever number, you can point it to your cell phone. You can point it to a regular, what are those things called?
Office line, desktop. Office
desktop, right. Desktop. If you still have one of those, you can have it pointed to Vonage, you can have it pointed to Google Voice if that's still a thing.
Yeah, your voice over IP phone line.
Absolutely.
Have, whatever, like Google Voice, absolutely.
It sends it there. And it's recorded from the minute the client starts dialing that. And once that transfer happens, the system starts to record. You hop in your system in the Medicare Center and put all your notes in. Mike was exactly right. In my experience working with any sales agent across any vertical, the one that makes the, what was that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you just talk about my word?
No, I was saying, it's like, I did a great explanation. You were giving me a third compliment or a good congrats. You did great.
Oh, dang, you're right. I didn't have breakfast this morning, so I was in a hurry to get here. So maybe maybe lose my train of thought. Where was I?
My dad did a great job. Notes in the Medicare Center.
The agent that makes, or the salesperson, all right, we're agents, brokers. The one that makes the notes, makes the best notes, usually has the most sales.
Right.
And it's all in, we're in the relationship business.
Right.
And that's it. When you have to call, and I know I'm working with Mike Santos, and without any prompting, because I work with a lot of people every day, without any prompting, I know that he's got a famous bulldog, and his name is Chunk.
Tubbs.
All right. Yeah. So I don't make notes about you. I just remember nod and agree most of the time. Yeah. But I do remember the bird, Kiwi, and I'll tell you why. The bird's green. Why not name it Kiwi? So when you start putting all those notes in, you don't have to remember the grandkids' names as you're building that rapport. I mean, you just put it all right in the system, and it retains it forever.
That's right.
Now, when you get to your scope of appointments, that is done electronically or verbally, and it's retained for the full 10 years that CMS requires that it has to be.
That's right. Going back to compliance, you know, this year, you know, this past AEP, we had that 48-hour wait was brought back. You know, if you haven't been doing Medicare for as long as Jeremy's been doing it longer than I have, but when I first came in 13, going on 14 years ago, there was a 48-hour rule, and you had to get the scope of appointment signed 48 hours prior to actually meeting with your client, unless it was a walk-in to your office, or it was some emergency, or maybe the client was leaving out of town the next day, and they had to, you know, specifically, you got to give a reason why that scope was signed the same day. But that 48-hour rule was brought back, and then with, you know, the Medicare Center, you can turn on that 48-hour clock. So when you sent the scope electronically from our system to your client via text or email, it gave a timestamp. And then once your client signed off on it, the 48-hour clock starts, and then the system will tell you, okay, you can now talk to this client after this 48-hour period. And then you can set your appointment for in the future, you know, after that, you know, immediately right after the 48 hours or for later on down the road, because that's scope of appointment. It's good for what is it, the whole year now?
Yeah.
The whole year now. So once you get them to sign that scope, System will tell you, okay, we're going to start the clock. 48 hours is up. Now you can go back and talk to your client again about the products they signed on that scope of appointment form.
That is so amazing. Awesome. I use 3 calendars, print them off from Google. And then I had my official one that the clients got to see. It was nice, bound, leather looking. So to have it where it tracks my stuff. So, Mike, you tell you, when it comes to compliance, it's just by habit. I like to give people exactly what they want and need. And in my opinion, firm and accurate as it is, or humble and accurate as it is, CMS is the final say-so of how we do things. So, for the system to track it and tell me when it's okay, you can still look at the plans. You can still, but as far as enrolling with it, it's not going to stop you. So you do have to have a little skin in the game there. Because again, there are those weird circumstances, client leaving out of town, last 4 days for their effective date. Right. There are some reasons. So it's not complete idiot proof, but it is, I mean, they give you everything you need to know. But what about those clients, Mikey, you can speak to this because I'm not the most technical person out there, especially when it comes to new systems. But what happens if the client doesn't want to talk to me or wants to do their own research? Is there an answer
for
that? How does that work?
Absolutely. So within Medicare Center, we have, or it's what comes with it, aside from all the other great stuff, is your personal URL or your PERL. You get your own website, dedicated website. With your contact information, has your name, has your NPN number, so they can look you up in the a Department of Insurance databases just to make sure you are a legitimate licensed agent. But then it has your Medicare Center phone number. But the website has all this educational information about Medicare and how Medicare works, A, B, C's, and D's of Medicare. Wow. But also, your clients can quote themselves if they want to do their own research, which a lot of people these days like to do their own research. You know, people go to Google to look up certain companies or certain people before they make a call or before they do business with. And this website does the same thing. They can look at all the Medicare plans available in their area. And if they're very self-sufficient, they can also enroll themselves within your system. And you still get credit for it. Now, the system is designed that when they do get to that point, there'll be pop-ups or they'll get to a certain page where do you have questions? And it'll give them a call to action to go back and either call you or email you or even fill out there's a lead card in there that they can fill out and it gets sent to your Medicare Center CRM. You get a lead come in, hey, someone was on my website, they want to learn more information, they want me to give them a call. Or the system will prompt them, you know what, here's Jeremy Johnson's Medicare Center phone number, give them a call today for assistance on what you're looking at.
So they're going to point it back to me. I have had a terrible experience with a certain very well-known carrier to where when they got to a point of using a Pearl-type enrollment, that it would point to their salespeople. But you're telling me this system, I haven't used this, but you're telling me their system is going to point them towards me. That's a pretty amazing piece to make sure that you have the opportunity to talk to your prospect and make sure they stay in your book of business or join your book of business.
That's right.
Mikey, you said they can enroll the Pearl, the 48-hour rule. I have a terrible memory. Some people say it's because I work with seniors. Some people say it's because I suffer from, a certain disease called TRS. How do I make sure that I've done all the proper steps for a compliant enrollment? Is there something that's going to guide me through the system?
Oh, absolutely. There's a pre-enrollment checklist script there.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. And then, we also do training as well on that, sales training. Jeremy Johnson does a great job of helping all of our agents how to sell, not only build rapport and how to sell, but how to close a deal and the steps you need to take to get there.
God, closing is so easy.
Yeah, it's really when you have the data and the system is pulling the right plans based on that information for your client, it definitely helps you be a little more effective when it comes to talking to your client and ultimately closing a sale based on what are the best options for them, right?
So that is, how much of a system like this, because there's one more huge piece as we move forward to the future. I mean, it's constantly evolving and changing. I have to tell you that. I mean, just look at the weather. Yesterday, I was looking at it because I need to find out when. I need to make sure the pipes are covered and, know, all this stuff that's coming at us in a short amount of time. I forgot where I was going there.
Technology.
So, you know, technology goes out the window as fast as it is. You know, I was looking at the weather, and this is where I lost it last time. I was looking at the weather, and from like 10 o'clock, we're supposed to get rain on Monday.
Right.
So it changed. I mean, usually you would, I mean, back in the day, you would know it might rain on Monday in the morning or the afternoon, according to some person named Doppler. I don't know if it's the last name or first name. So you'd find that out. But as technology advances, now you know kind of what part of the day.
Right.
So is it going to be midnight? Are we going to wake up to ice everywhere? I know my daughter has already asked me if I could put a hose pipe in the tree and let it trickle all night. So is it like that? But now it's changed to not only the time, but the percentages.
Right.
So in a span of about 30 minutes, it was a 50% chance of rain on Monday at 3 o'clock.
Right.
The next time I looked at it, because I'm glued to this stuff, it's 40% at 3:06.
Yep.
I mean, my gosh, how granular is the data we have? So is there anything with the advancements in this system utilizing the power of technology in today's market?
Oh, absolutely. So
One of the key things.
No, because this is absolutely important to know. It's
fire.
It's amazing. Yeah. So artificial intelligence, AI, or in this case, ask integrity.
I like the term actual intelligence.
So ask integrity. So I'm going to show you an example, but they've added this AI. Ask integrity is similar to a Siri or an Alexa. You know, when you're using your desktop or your laptop, the voice command won't work. But you can select, you know, the different pre-filled responses that it has. But on your mobile device or your iPad, you can, you know, do hey Siri or hey Alexa here when you log into your mobile app. And I'll show you real quick.
Wait,
so we're logging in to the mobile app. So Integrity, go to your Apple Store or Google Store and look up Medicare Center, Integrity Medicare Center, and you should be able to download the app. But you log in, you know, once you're registered, again, all the mobile app is zero copay, goes along with the desktop version.
Wow.
And so, you know, let me log in here real quick and I'll show you an example of the Ask Integrity. Now, again, the Ask Integrity will only work as best based on the information that you enter. So when you log into your Medicare Center on your mobile device, it'll take you to a quick snapshot, but the very bottom right corner, you're going to see this the eye with a circle, and you want to click on it. So when you click on it, it's going to be listening. So what I'm going to say is,
"Hi, Michael. How can I help you?
Tell me about my client."
"Sure. Which contact would you like for your contact summary?"
"Angel Hernandez." Give it a minute, it'll pull up, but it's amazing what it can do.
"Here's what I found for Angel Hernandez. Angel Hernandez is 67 years old and was born on December 31st, 1956, and lives in Katy, TX. Angel has 3 providers and 4 prescriptions on record and receives their medications from CVS Pharmacy. Your most recently recorded activity with Angel was scope of appointment completed on November 8th, 2023. You have an upcoming reminder on January 16th, 2024 to call Angel to follow up on how his plan is working."
Pretty amazing. So it gave me a quick synopsis or quick summary of Angel Hernandez, what kind of information I have on there. I know that Angel Hernandez has three providers that they see, the different four prescriptions they take currently, and then what pharmacy they go to. So this is telling you exactly what your client has, and then helps you have a better conversation when you do speak with them. It told me that the scope of appointment was completed on November 8th. Scope of appointment is still good to contact Angel, but also it's telling me a reminder that I have a reminder to call him on January 16th to follow up. You know, AEP just ended. I put a reminder, hey, midway through January, let's find out, did Angel get his cards? Did he get his healthcare card? Is he having any issues with the healthcare or seeing his doctors or getting into that first appointment? You know, it's just it helps you, you know, follow up with your client and make sure they're doing okay, because what's going on right now?
OEP.
So if your client didn't like the or isn't liking the plan that they switched to, or maybe they stayed on the current plan that they had last year, and it's not doing what they wanted to do this year, or they felt that, you know, they want to look at something else. And then, you know, obviously we can't market OEP, but you can talk to your clients, and if they're having issues and telling you that, you know what, I want to look at something else, you can do that. Scope's already signed. You may have to sign another scope to talk about another plan, but you're following up, touching base with them, and you're being effective, having effective conversations with your client. Pretty amazing.
So did you enroll at first?
Yeah.
And Angel?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Do you go for the draw sale?
You know, that's going to be on that follow-up call on the 16th.
Did you plant a seed?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
I like hearing you. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, Tony Robbins there.
I had too much coffee.
But the ask integrity, again, really great. And then even on your mobile device, so when it gave me all that information, it gave you the option to either go to your client's profile or get directions. So, for instance, if you're running behind or you're on the road and you don't have your map, your client's address mapped, the system will tell you, get directions, and it'll tell you where your client lives so you can get there on time for your appointment.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you, the system has changed so very much. I mean, technology is just an amazing thing. And I may have been that agent that fought it because I was so used to doing things the old-fashioned way. Like he's talking about addresses. TomToms? Remember TomTom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would be on the road so much between my clients' houses and, you know, just the amount of sales and my goals when I first started in this thing. I mean, I was direct with the carrier. But I mean, I went out and bought, it was a Garmin. It wasn't a TomTom. TomToms weren't even a thing when I got into this. We had GPSs. Mine was about the size of the iPad here. Mine was a little smaller, maybe an iPad mini. And it suction cupped to the windshield. And I had it right dead set. This is before backup cameras and everything. And I got to I was living on Rayford Road in you know, South Woodland, Spring, whatever you want to call it, the Conroe side of the Woodlands / Spring. That guy's so confused in that little quadrant. Is it Conroe? Is it Spring? Is it the Woodlands? So when I got home and I unboxed it and plugged it up and, you know, just I GPSed, they had points of interest in there. Now, you can add your own POI. However, Walgreens was in there, and it was right across the street from my house. So I just GPS Walgreens, drove over there, and it was pretty accurate. The challenge with that is they were just starting to be developed. So can you imagine going out to 10998 South Wilcrest and miss the turn according to MapQuest.com?
Right.
And then you're not from the area, and you're trying to figure out where to turn around. There's no feet or distance, and this is definitely not telling you. I was on the road so much. I used to argue with my GPS.
Yes.
And when I was finally on my way back home, on 45, it's like, you know, in drive 35, look, lady, I know where I'm at this point. And she sounded real nice, British, and sounded real nice. But at the end of the day, it was so, so aggravating. And if I missed that turn, buddy, it would reroute five times. And then you were absolutely on your own. So the fact that we've got this, we can remember all of our, it tells us all of our client details. It's the technology piece behind it. Medicare Center with the Pearl. I haven't used the Pearl yet. But as I expanded out and started my own agency, well, now I go from one plan to four plans. So the most I've ever carried was seven, and that's really all there was. And to carry around 8 to 16 kits from every one, I had no room for a jack or a spare tire in the car.
Right.
So with this, it houses your summary of benefits, evidence of coverage, formulary, doctor search. I mean, the question I love the most is, Mikey, if you could build the perfect plan for you, if you could build a plan from the ground up, what does it include?
Everything.
Okay. Well, most of my clients are looking for the least expensive drug coverage.
Right.
Look, here's the thing. It's sales psychology 101. The most important thing, it's just like if somebody asked me which of my kids do I love the most. You know, I'm telling you right off the bat, it's my daughter. She's my daughter, right? The boys stink. So, but as you tell me what's important to you in a health plan, now I get to start formulating that and then show you exactly what that plan looks like. If That's it's right. not the doctors, if it's not the hospitals, it is the prescriptions or more in dental coverage or transportation. A lot of clients eliminated transportation last year or for this year. Then you start to see all of those details without having to search all through them, without knowing every granular detail, all right here at the Power of Your Finger. Y'all, when I hit the field, this AEP, this is the only thing that I brought with me. Everything else went into Medicare Center for my notes. I did carry a pen. But that's just old habits.
That's right. You
know, don't
he traded his briefcase for his iPad, and that's pretty amazing, pretty awesome with the power of having a big briefcase or a box of your trunk with full of kits. But again, we just wanted to tell you about our tools. You know, Jeremy and I will hold more actual real training where we go more in depth into Medicare Center and all the ins and outs of all the, you know, the Pearl, the call recording system, the CRM, the different quoting and enrollment tools. But you know, thank you again for joining us today. Mike Santos.
Jeremy Johnson.
Thank you for joining us on our Sanjo show. Or we're still looking for a name, but we'll let you know. Stay tuned for our next podcast. Thank you. Have a great day.
And remember, kids, to sell it every day.